Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Blessed be the name of Yahweh forever and evermore. Hallelujah. My soul is truly delighted once again tonight, saints. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to hear the word. I'm ready to hear what Yahweh will speak unto me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And before Deacon Benny comes, I want to read a few scriptures, saints, from 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 through verse 8. Saul says, purge out therefore the old leaven, those old deeds, those old things, those things that have caused us from moving forward in Yahweh. That you may be a new lump, that you may be renewed or transformed as you are unleavened. For even our Messiah, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. He says, therefore, let us hold fast the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness. The leaven of flesh or carnality, because we know that the flesh is enmity against Yahweh, it hates Yahweh. And wickedness, which is Torahlessness. Transgressing the Torah, the guidelines of Yahweh. But with unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. That is a heart that is sincere, a desire that is pure, a motive that is driven by the sincerity and integrity of Yahweh. Let's give Yahweh a great hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. And at this time, I want to present unto us our senior deacon, Deacon Benny. He has been a man that has been with Pastor Roberts for many years. He has been the first man that has stood and stayed with Pastor Roberts all these years. And we thank Yahweh for him. We thank him for his leadership, his great example unto us young men. He's a prime example of a deacon. Now, I don't say that to boast, but I say it because it's the truth. Hallelujah. He's a great example to me. I work with him every day. I've never seen him easily upset about different situations. He has a spirit that is very tempered and balanced and wisdom and understanding in Yahweh. So at this time, I want to present unto us Deacon Benny. Let us all greet him with a hearty hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Bless you, Deacon Benny.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh is good.
Yes.
And his mercy endures forever.
Yes.
We remember birthdays. We remember anniversaries. 4 days ago, we had a Passover. How soon we forget. Because if we remember the Passover, when we left the tabernacle, there would be a rejoicing as we came into the bed. It said that the people of Israel, when Moses went to Pharaoh for their deliverance, and the living bread delivered them from Egypt, it said they rejoiced. We just had a Passover of his precious blood in the eating of his body. Why is there no rejoicing? Because the one that said the living bread, that first man Adam, of what he didn't do for us, he told the Abba that the sacrifice I would be. He showed us that we can go through how we forget. Because the drinking of his precious blood and the breaking of the bread just wasn't real to us. We just took it of something just to do. But Abba Yahweh take it to be a serious manner. That is why that we honor his feast days.
Yes.
That is why it should be a memorial unto us.
Yes.
But there is no rejoicing.
Yes.
There is no singing.
Yes.
And there is no lifting up to arms
yes.
of our living bread.
Yes.
It's because we're not real.
Right.
We speak Yahweh. But our
life
is not true with him, saints.
Yeah.
Because ain't no way that part of this tabernacle
yeah.
can worship Yahweh
right.
and part of us
yeah.
not say nothing,
right.
not lift up arms to Yahweh,
yeah.
unless it be a coercion.
Yeah.
Don't tell me you trust in the living bread that I trust in.
Yeah.
Because if you trust in the living bread that I trust in,
yes.
then that same mind that's in me should be in you.
Yes.
Abba Yahweh, speak your word tonight.
Yes.
Because it's time for the people of Israel, to be serious, saints. It's time out for playing games.
Yes.
Seems like only the people of Israel know that this walk is not for real.
Right,
even our adversary,
yeah.
the one that feeds us that bread of corruption,
yeah.
he know that this walk is short.
Yeah.
And he's trying to deceive
yes.
all those that he can.
Yeah.
Because he know that he has but a short time.
Yeah.
But we, the people of Israel,
yeah.
are playing around. With the truth of Abba Yahweh. We speak much with our mouth, but there's nothing in our life that says that we truly trust Abba Yahweh. And whether we believe it or not, the time is coming. Or are you ready or not, the time is coming. And why that he could be found, saints, we better take heed
yes.
unto his truth.
Yes.
That we eat this living bread.
Yes.
That will transform your mind
yes.
and give you a new heart.
Yes.
And my message would be tonight,
yes.
Israel delivers into the wilderness.
Yes.
But Egypt not delivered from Israel. Why did you choose that message? Because as Israel turned to Shemo, Exodus. Exodus 15:1. Now it says, and we took Passover. A rejoicing time. For that moment there, saints, as soon as we left the tabernacle, there was no thought of that Passover. It couldn't have been, saints. Because as I look at the conditions of Yahweh's face, I don't see no joy of the Passover we just had. Of the one that was hung on the stake. The one that shed many stripes for your sins and mine, saints. You couldn't do it. We had to have a pure body, saints. One without spot, our blemish, saints. One that said that he preordained us from the foundation of the earth. Not only did he do that, he knew that we would be involved in sin. And he still told the Abba that I would plead their case. That I would be the sacrifice for them.
Yes.
Even though they had no thought of me.
That's
even though they would call me much grief.
Yes.
But Abba Yahweh, I would be that special lamb for them.
Yes.
Why the living bread we do not trust? Why is the living bread this word of Abba Yahweh,
yes.
not real in our land.
Yes.
Why is there much talking? But there's no fruit of the talk we talk. And Shimon, Exodus 15:1 said, then they sang Moshe, as the pastor read Tuesday night, how we forget of the word of Abba Yahweh. Then sang Moshe, the children of Israel, this song to Yahweh, spoke saying, I will sing to Yahweh, for he has triumphed wonderfully. The horse and his rider have he thrown into the sea. Why is there no rejoicing that he gave you triumph and parted your Red Sea? That you could come over dry land. Why is there no rejoicing, saints? Why is that not no gladness in your heart to know that you have a living bread that did the same for you as this Israel here? Why is there not, saints? Is he real to you today, saints? Yes, yes. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. For there are much talking in the soul lamb out here about Abba Yahweh. But we see the fruits of them. And we proclaim that we the truth, Israel of Abba Yahweh. It said, what fellowship is light with darkness? How can two walk together unless they agree? What is they seeing in you today, saints? Are they seeing a true Israel? Are they seeing one that is like unto them? Or just know the name, Yahweh? It's more than just knowing the name, saints. It's more to the name than that. For it got to become real. You got to eat it. You got to love it. You got to walk it, saints.
Yes.
Your ever being must be Yahweh.
Yes.
The way you talk when you're out there in here, when you walk, it got to be Yahweh, saints.
Yes.
Nothing else can keep us but the living bread of Abba Yahweh.
Yes.
He got to be our every thought and our mind from day to day, saints.
Yes.
Even when we conversate with one another,
yes,
it should be that way. It's that away with the brothers. I don't know about the sisters, but it's that away with the brothers. Because that is our strength. The living bread. That keeps our mind pure, saints. And keeps our hearts on the things out of above. That we don't let the enemy have a thought into our mind, saints. Turn me to Shema, Exodus 15:22. I tell you, saints, you better bless Abba Yahweh that we have a man servant unto like Moshe that don't compromise the truth, that stand and give us the bread of life that we may endure the trial that's coming toward us, saints. Because I'm telling you, saints, if you don't trust and this living bread here,
that's all right,
you ain't going to be able to do that last battle.
That's right.
You ain't going to do like Job, saints. You ain't going to do like Zechariah, Meshach, and Abednego. And you're definitely not going to do like Daniel and the lion's den. You're going to resort back to your flesh, saints. That's going to be your strength.
Yes, it is.
And your soul is going to be lost, saints. So if you got a man that's standing for the truth, and to those that are listening to on the live stream, that's giving you the true bread of life, that you stand and walk as a true kedushim of Israel that's been delivered and had a Passover, you better give him the honor that's due. When there's so many false prophets out here, that's giving you the bread of corruption, not caring nothing about your soul, feeding you the food that's going to lead you unto death, you better bless them, saints. You better bless them, saints. Now you can say, I'm praising man. That's all right. You can say, I'm honoring him. I'm flattering him. But the same Abba Yahweh that's in me is in him. As long as Abba Yahweh in him, I'm going to follow him and give him honor, because that is the way I walk of the living bread that he give me. Because one thing for sure, I know Abba Yahweh is real in his head. And I've seen it many years, saints. Yeah, I'm going to talk whether you like it or not, but it's the truth. Because from the time I've been with him, I've seen the fruits that he bear. And I know it's of Abba Yahweh. And I know for a fact that he have a true love for Israel here too, saint. Whether y'all believe it or not, I know it, saint. Just like he want to make it over, he want the people of Israel to make it over too. So saint, we better bless Abba Yahweh. I do. Yes, I do. And Abba Yahweh know it's not flattery, but it's the truth. Has your fruit, saint. Can the people say that about you? Because the thing we speak, according to Israel, got to be a walk to speak for us. Not only as Abba Yahweh judging us, each and every one of y'all judge me as well. So you know y'all being judged. So the thing that y'all speak, you know your next brother and sister is looking at you. So walk true to what you speak as a true condition. That you can help that other brother and sister that's shortcoming, that's weak, and see falling, that you can lift them up, saints. We are a family of Israel. If one know how to get to the living bridge to strengthen another one, saint, why don't you go to that other one? Because, see, your way of doing it, you're going to trust in the flesh, saint. That is why when the living bread delivered Israel, as I said, Israel delivered into the wilderness, but Egypt not delivered from Israel. Their hearts were still in Egypt, saint. Just like y'all hearts are still in Egypt. Well, why you say that, Deacon Benny? Because you are bear witness with the truth. It bear witness with the truth. It don't get upset with the truth. As my deacon said, the leaven don't rise when the truth comes to judge you to show you your shortcomings. The word said, humble yourself. Have meekness. Be without fight. Trust and walk in the Torah. But it is our power and our guideline. But we want to put our will and our ways in the Torah. And Abba Yahweh said, I am the way, the living bread, the truth and the life. No other way that we can get to the Father. Say, I stand at the door and knock. Open unto me. He said, he will come in and sup with you. And you with him. He is a faithful. And he loves Israel. And Israel shall love him. Because, see, Israel got to go through the test. Because the living bread went through the test for us. And he didn't waver. He showed us that we can go through as well. Because he was the word made flesh. What excuses we going to have when we stand before the Abba? Because anything that we're going through and we can't overcome, all we got to go is to the living bread. And he will give you the victory. For he showed me that when he fasted 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness. And Satan came to tempt him. Just like he tempted y'all. And one way he overcame. By the living word. Satan knew the living word as well. But see, he was talking to the truth. Because Satan was a liar from the beginning.
Yes, yes he was.
What's stopping you from trusting in the living word? He said, my sheep know my voice. And a stranger he would not follow. What voice are you listening to? To not to give him the honor. And the praise that's due unto him. To not to open your mouth. To not to lift up your hand. When it's time to get out of Yahweh to pray. What is you listening to? Because don't tell me you listening to the living bread. When it got to take a coercion. When your hand is slow to go up. When everybody praising Yahweh and you sitting there and you ain't saying nothing. Don't tell me you serving the same Yahweh that I'm serving. Because it shouldn't take no cursing. If Yahweh is real in your life, if you believe that precious blood paid the price for you, it shouldn't be no hesitation. Your hands should go on up there. It should go on up there. Yes, it should. Yes, it should. It's time out for playing, saints. It's time out for pretending. The game is over, saints. You're battling for your soul, whether you want to believe that or not. Like I'm telling you, the words that you speak, not only is Yahweh listening, but you have an adversary that's going to prove to see if the word you speak is true. And he's going to try you, saints. Just like when the pastor preached the word to show you what's in your life. If you're not truly grounded and rooted in Abba Yahweh, and you don't have no meekness, he going to show you the anger and the bitterness that you have against the living word. And you is going to rise up, saint. You is going to rise up. Ain't no stopping you, saint. You're going to rise up. And then you're going to get stiff-necked. Bless you, Abba Yahweh. Let your word be true. For I bless the brother that spoke this week, Brother Pat and Deacon Horn, for the word was real. In my soul. But really, I couldn't wait to get up here to speak a word to the people. Because they spoke a truth of the living bread. And us being on that one mind, I can't help them talk about my Abba. I can't help them talk about the one that shed that precious blood for me. I can't help them talk about it, saying, I bless Abba Yahweh. And as the week go on, I want to hear some more of the living bread. And I'm going to even rejoice the more as the days go on, saint. Yes, I am, saint. Because he's real to me. I know I can't make without him. I don't know about you, saint. But he is my overcomer, saint. That living bread of Yahshua HaMashiach. Yes. Turn to Shemot, Exodus 15 and 22. Yes, saints, it's time for true Israel to stand up, saints, and proclaim who the living bread is. Not in the arm of this flesh of ours, or not in the things of this life, for it is only temporal. It said the Shemayim and the old lamb shall pass away, but not one jot of the living word. For it's going to stand the test of time, saints, for it's going to take us through. And we believe that, saints. If that be real within our lives, saints, there's nothing that we can overcome or nothing that we can't conquer, saints. We can go through. The fire just like Zachariah, Meshach, and Abednego. Well, one thing for sure, they knew the living bread. Wasn't nothing going to shake them. Wasn't nothing going to move them. They said, even though if the living bread did deliver them, they still wouldn't bow.
Right.
We got to have that kind of mindset too, saints. Our hearts got to be steadfast in the living bread just like they were. Yes, it do, saints. Yes, it do. Yes. Bless you, Abba Yahweh. So Moshe, brought Israel from the Red Sea.
Yes.
And they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days into the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the water of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moshe, just like they do today, saying, "What shall we drink? The water was made sweet." There he made for them a statue and an ordinance, and there he proved them. And he said, "If you diligently hearken to the voice of Yahweh, your Abba, and will do that which is right in his sight, will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, and I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am Yahweh that heals you." Do you believe that today, saint? He said, "If you walk in his Torah and let that abide in your legs and trust and believe it to give you the victory," he said, "none of these diseases will come upon you, because he's the living breathing. For he can take away and he can heal, saints. He can give you the strength to endure, saints. Oh, yes, saints. For he's that living bread to Israel. And his word is truth. He cannot lie." And they came to Elim, where 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees. And they encamped there by the waters. And they took their journey for Elim. And all the congregation of the children of Israel, yes, Abba Yahweh, came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elam and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month, after their departing out of the land of Egypt.
Yes.
And the whole congregation of Israel murmured against Moshe and Aaron in the wilderness, because Egypt was still in them.
Yes.
And as I read, you will see. And the children of Israel said to them, Would we had died by the hand of Yahweh in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, which was in Egypt, or where the man was. Where is your man tonight, saints? Is your man in Egypt tonight? Or is your man on the living bread tonight? Do you want to hear from the Shemayim? Are your man drifting somewhere else, saints? Because that's where it should be tonight, saints. The living word, saints, that's going to strengthen you on this walk with Abba Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
If it is, saints, you curse that thing in the name of Abba Yahweh.
Yes.
That you get your mind clear.
Yes.
That the living bread may enter in.
Yes.
And change the leg. That you start walking as true Israel.
Yes.
That the fruit that we see may emphasize the true Israel. Game playing time is over with, saints. It used to be a saying, put up or shut up.
Yes.
We do a lot of shutting up.
Yes.
But it's time to put up, saints.
Yes.
Yes. And we believe the living bread, saints.
Yes.
It's time for us to be for real.
Yes.
It's time for us to walk like we do believe it, saints.
Yes.
Yes, as we come into the bed.
Yes.
There's no reason that we shouldn't, saints. Because we have one that can give us a victory over every obstacle. It don't make no difference what we're going through. Sickness. And even in that, we got to watch of what we say, saints. And we trust in the living bread. It don't make no difference what we're going through. And we trust in the living bread.
Yes.
Trust in him.
Yes.
Speak the
yes.
truth of the living bread. Because when we speak doubt, we got an enemy that's going to play on that doubt.
Yes.
And he's going to cause things to come to your mind, saints.
Yes.
Just like if you think hard enough to have a headache, you would have one.
Yes.
Trust in Abba Yahweh, saints.
Yes.
speak truth that you get your victory, and you will get the victory over this thing. Satan have no power over the Kedushim of Israel. Don't you know he made Satan just like he made you? If you trust in him and give it to him, you will get a deliverance, saints. You will get a deliverance. He will give you the shalom of Abba Yahweh in your land, saints. If you trust him, saints. If you trust him. We be in the condition of Abba Yahweh. We got to watch what we say. Because we got an enemy out there that listens as well, saints. Yes, we do, saints. So let everything be according to our Abba. Our talk, our walk, let it be towards the truth of the healing bread. For here's the healing bread, saints. Because even though whatever we going through, there's none of us went through what the living bread went through. And none of us had no stripe put on our back. Our crown of thorns put on our head. Our nails in our hands and in our feet. When you get to that point to go through that, then I will say something, saints. But outside that, we ain't been through nothing, saints. We haven't been through nothing. The little trial we go through, we can endure it, saints. The only reason that we don't get the victory is because we don't give it to the living bread. We try to work it out ourselves. That's why the situation don't go away. And then we want to blame Abba Yahweh. And he told us in the scriptures, acknowledge him in all our ways.
Yes.
He will direct our path.
Right,
many are the affliction of the righteous.
Yes.
But the living bread will deliver you out of all of them.
Yes.
If you just trust him, saints. If you just trust him. He cannot lie. But the one that tells you that you can't be healed. To talk to your flesh. He can lie. Because he was from the beginning. He was from the beginning. And he still is. Bless you, Abba Yahweh. Bless you. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. When we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full, for you have brought us forth into the wilderness, to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Then said Yahweh to Moshe, behold, I will rain bread from the Shemites for you. And the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my Torah or not. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day, they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much they gather daily. As Moshe and Aaron said to all the children of Israel, at evening, then you shall know that Yahweh has brought you out from the land of Egypt. Do you know that tonight, saints? Do you know he has brought you out? Is that the one that was your Passover, saints? You better know it, saints. As Moshe and Aaron said to the children of Israel, at the evening, then you should know that Yahweh has brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning, then you shall see the splendor of Yahweh. For that he hears your murmuring. And against Yahweh, and what are we? All that you murmur against us. And Moshe said, this shall be when Yahweh shall give you the evening flesh to eat and in the morning bread to the full, that Yahweh hears your murmurs, which you murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmurs are not against us, but against Yahweh. And he tells us, having food and raiment, therefore be content. And we got a place and a roof over our head. Bless Yah. Because he is our provider, saints. And he give us everything that we need. He even said he know what you need before you ask. But you don't get the thing that you ask sometimes, saints, because you ask the thing that want to gratify the flesh, saints.
Yes.
Not a thing according to his Torah.
Yes.
That's going to strengthen you in your walk.
Yes.
And to endure that last battle, saints.
Yes.
We want these material things.
Yes.
That we can say Yahweh blessed us.
Yes.
And those things are nothing to Yahweh. But we need the living bread of Yahweh. That's the only thing we need. For these other things, nothing to Yahweh. Yahweh can supply them. He wants you to eat the living word. That's what he wants. That's what he wants in your life. That's what he wants to be rooted. That's what he wants you to walk in every day. Or when you arrive in the morning. I don't understand. Well, I do understand. Forgive me, y'all.
Right,
how we awaken in the morning.
Right.
And we come to the bed of Abba Yahweh.
Yes.
And we can see a few that have that gratitude.
Yes.
And he woke everyone that arrived in the morning to be here in the bed.
Yes.
But it seemed like that y'all think that y'all just got yourself up.
Yeah.
But Abba Yahweh kept you while you slept and slumbered.
Yeah.
He kept the death angel away one more time.
Yeah.
And even so, this very moment, it's a life leaving here.
Yeah.
And I don't see one of my brother or sister of no sickness.
Right.
Before I finish this, after pastor had to told those that sick to come out, they wouldn't have came. But since preacher been going on, I haven't heard one to say they were sick. I haven't heard of nothing. Now wasn't it good that he told y'all to come out, that the word that the brother preached could heal you? Ain't that good? I think so. I think so. Because I know you was upset when he told you to come out at first. I know you was. But y'all know all things. He knew you need to live and breathe. Because the living bread is what heals you. You staying home listening to it? That's good. But to be in the midst of Abba Yahweh with the people of Abba Yahweh is even a more blessing. Because where you weak, there's someone praying that Abba Yahweh may hear you. Abba Yahweh said a fervent prayer of the Tzaddikah prevaileth much.
Right,
I believe that tonight, saints. I believe that. Because they were one by the name of Moshe that knew the living bread for Israel. And they knew that he knew them. And when he talked to Abba Yahweh, he delivered them. Because he trusts his servant Moshe. We better bless Abba Yahweh. That we have a man. That knows how to talk. To Abba Yahweh. That even in your rebellious. That even in your fighting. That even in your stiff neck. He still talks to Abba Yahweh. That he bring the shalom. And he still give you a chance. A repentance to him while there's still a chance to do it. For Esau, he saw Abba Yahweh with tears and it still didn't do him no good. But there was one in the midst that took the Passover. His name was used. Issachariot. He kissed Abba Yahweh. He didn't have a chance. You sit here tonight. And he give you a chance to repent of you not truly lifting him up. For him not being real in your life tonight. You still here, saints. You still here. You still here. We better bless Abba Yahweh for that. We better bless Abba Yahweh for that. We better bless Abba Yahweh for that. For even those saints, I bless Abba Yahweh for the living bread for me. But what even greater thing, I bless Abba Yahweh that we have a young man that's going to serve the living bread when there's so many out there on drugs and don't know Abba Yahweh. Because that is a great, miracle. I bless them tonight. And the young sisters, I bless Abba Yahweh. I tell you, I bless them. I thank you, Abba Yahweh. That is the blessing thing. But there's so many young people. The life's going to be destroyed. They're going to end up in hell. And because of living bread, the Abba Yahweh have blessed our man seven with us. And he has spoken to us. Whether you want to believe it or not, that's all right with me. But it's true. They have kept me. They have kept the young one. They have kept the old one. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I bless y'all. I bless y'all tonight, Satan. I truly bless y'all. I bless you, y'all. Because it was nothing of our own doing. But even though you say you're not going to trust man, Yahweh used a man here to lead these people in Israel. Yahweh took a man to give us a Passover. He's going to use man to lead Israel in. Just him. Whether you want to believe it or not, you can say you don't need a man. Oh, bless you, Abba Yahweh. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank you, Abba Yahweh. Thank you, precious Abba. Hallelujah. Oh, you're worthy, Abba Yahweh. You're worthy. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. Hallelujah. The ninth verse says, and Moshe spoke to Aaron, saying, to all the congregation of the children of Israel, come near before Yahweh, for he has heard your murmuring. And it came to pass, as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the spirit of Yahweh appeared into the cloud. And Yahweh spoke to Moshe, saying, I have heard the murmuring of the children of Israel. Speak to them, saying, at evening you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread. And you shall know that I am Yahweh, your Almighty. Saint, let us know without a shadow of a doubt that he is Almighty, and there is none like him. And it came to pass that at the evening the quails came up, and it covered the camp. And in the morning the dew lay around about the host. And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness, there lay a small round thing, as small as a hoar frost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, it is manna. For they wist not what it was. And Moshe said to them, this is the bread which Yahweh has given to you to eat. This is the thing which Yahweh has commanded. And to you tonight, this is the living bread that I give to you. Let it keep you and let your meal burn never run dry. And as we speak the rest of this week, if you have the heart to receive, it won't run dry. For each brother speak, it will be filled, saints. It will be filled, saints. Yes, it will, saints. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. And this is the thing which Yahweh commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating. An omer for every man. According to the number of your person. Take you every man for them which are in his tent. And the children of Israel did so. And they gathered some more. Some less. Saints, I tell you, we better have the heart of Yahweh. As I was reading it, say some more and some less.
Yes, yes.
Our fathers don't get on that one man and get on one accord.
Sure.
When that time comes,
yes,
it's going to be like this.
Yes,
some must go take some.
Yes.
More for us and not think about the other. Saint, let us get in that one man and get on one accord with the living bread.
Yes.
That we think but our brothers and sisters equal with each other, that we have a true and pure love for one another, not backbiting each other. It's time to stop that, saint. It's time for us to stand, that we may overcome the mountain and the thing that try to cause confusion in the house, saint. Even though the adversary tried to bring this sickness to keep this Passover from going on, Abba Yahweh said, I'll make a way out of no way. He said, I will have you here, that you will deliver the living bread to the house of Israel. You're here tonight, saints. His word is true. He cannot lie. It don't make no difference. If you're hurting in your body, if you don't feel like it, still you're here tonight to hear the living bread. Satan didn't get no victory. And Abba Yahweh made sure of that. Because he made him. And he knows that anything that he made, he can conquer, saint. He can conquer. He can conquer. He can conquer. What a mighty Alpha Yahweh we serve, saint. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, yes, I bless you, Abba Yahweh. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. And when they meet, it was Omar. He that gathered much had nothing. Had nothing over. And the gathering little had no slack. They gathered every man according to his eating. And Moshe said, let no man leave of it till the morning. Notwithstanding, they hearkened not to Moshe. Do I remind you of something, the saints? When the word come to judge your land, and because it ain't pleasing to your flesh, or something you don't like. But some of them left of it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank. And Moshe was wroth with them. I tell you, saints, if you're not eating the living bread, that true bread that you're eating is going to do the same thing. For it's going to bring death unto your soul. And there went forth a wind from Yahweh and brought quail from the sea. And let them fall by the camp.
Yeah.
Yahweh is a very present help in the time of need, saints. And we believe that.
Yeah,
and it were a day's journey on this side. And it were a day's journey on the other side, round about the camp. And it were 2 cubits high upon the face of the earth. And the people stood up all that day and all that night and all the next day. And they gathered the quails. He that gathered least gathered 10 homers, and they spread them all abroad for themselves round about the camp. And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, and before it was chewed, the wrath of Yahweh was kindled against the people. Saints, we better know who the living bread is, because he's going to kindle his wrath again on all those that know that does not trust in the living word. Because I tell you, saint, see, he said, because of the desire, whether you think it's done by man, by brother, or whoever, he said, because they do not have the desire of the living bread, he gave them the desires of their own lives. And I'm telling you, that the wheat and the tares go together, he's going to do the separating. Abba Yahweh was the one that moved out. Who you want to, whoever you want to blame, that's up to you. But the scripture said, because they have not the love of the living bread, he gave them the desire of the lamb. If they desire to be in the Olam, he put them in the Olam, saint. Whether you want to believe it or not. And he's still doing the separating. He's not through yet. Because one thing for sure, he's going to have a pure people. And you heard Deacon Horn last night about the wheat and the tares. He's going to have wheat. There will be no tares. You better make sure you know which one you is. Because he's still separating, saints. I'm telling you tonight, he's still separating. He's not through. He's going to have a pure people. And the pure people going to trust him. There ain't going to be no division. And they're going to be in one mind. And they're going to be on one accord to trust their Abba Yahweh, saint. You better know which one you is tonight, saint. Because the time is drawing near. Whether you want to believe it or not. And it ain't long as you think, neither, saint. So while he can be found, you better find him, saint. And find a place of repentance. And start walking as true Israel. Yes, saint. Bless you, Abba Yahweh. I thank you, precious Abba. For your bread of life. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. Turn to Exodus 32 and 15. Moses turned and went down from the mount. And the two tables of the testimony were in his hand. And the tables were written on both their sides. And on the side and on the other were they written. And the tables were the work of Yahweh. And the writing was the writing of Yahweh, graven upon the tables. And when Yehoshua heard the noise of the people, as they shouted, he said to Moshe, there's the noise of war in the camp. And he said, it is not the voice of them that shout of majesty. Neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome. But the noise of them that sing do I hear. Yes, and it came to pass, as soon as he came nigh to the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moshe's anger waxed hot. Don't you know Abba Yahweh anger waxed hot when he hear his kedushim proclaim the name of Abba Yahweh? And we put out a word, let everything that have breath praise ye Abba Yahweh. Yes. And they some, because of this flesh, our circumstance that done happen, get stiff-necked and just sit in their seat with their mouth closed. Yes. Don't you know that bring the anger of Abba Yahweh?
Yes.
Because when Abba Yahweh speaks, he means what he say things.
Yes.
He don't want you to keep your mouth closed when he tell you to let everything that have breath rejoice. Because it do. We hear that night of the bugs, everything, the birds, they give Abba Yahweh praise. What's wrong with the condition of Abba Yahweh? The one that we say we truly love, Abba Yahweh. That he's our Abba. That he's our Father. That he paid the price. What stranger are you following tonight? Because you're not following a living bread. Because see, as he told them to go to Israel, and as they were set, see, the reason that the Ruach ain't coming in here is because when they went for something. They want to receive the living bread. And it said it came in like a mighty rushing wind and sat on them clubs of tongues. It would be here it would be in here too. If we were emptied out of self, our will, our way, we would be filled as well. And it would sat on us clubs of tongues. But see, we're not just there yet.
Yeah.
And the living bread know it.
Yeah.
Because see, it should be this way. When our shepherd come in here,
yeah,
the Ruach should be moving.
Yeah.
So all he have to do is just get up here and speak the word.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Abba Yahweh was true in our last thing.
Yeah.
And we were walking as true Israel. It could be that away.
Yeah.
It could be that away.
Yes.
He shouldn't have to come in here and do no kind of coercing.
Yeah.
Not when we've been in that one mind.
Yeah.
And he's coming in here giving us the living bread of the one that we should already have in our life and in our mind.
That's right.
That when we come together as one,
yeah,
that we'd be like a great sounding trumpet,
yeah,
as Elam blow the shofar.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be. That he could feel the mighty Ruach moving in this place.
Yeah.
That he could speak liberty,
yeah,
and not be bound.
Yeah.
Not have no shackles.
Yeah.
That when he come in here, that he want to tell Abba Yahweh to bind up them spirits,
yeah,
that he could speak. Yeah. They should be already bound.
Yeah.
And that's the way it should be, saints.
Yeah.
And we've eaten on that living bread.
Yeah.
We all our family here now. And we all in one body.
Yeah.
Something is wrong.
Yeah.
There's some part of the body,
yeah,
ain't connected with the body thing.
Yeah. That's all right. Hallelujah.
Bless y'all for the living bread tonight.
Hallelujah.
Because I need it.
Yeah.
Because I need to make it in.
Yeah.
Because I want to see my Abba.
Yeah.
And I want him to say, well done,
yeah,
my faithful servant.
Yeah.
Because Satan is trying to devour all that he can. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. Ah, Shabbat you, Abba Yahweh. Turn to Debrum, Deuteronomy 8. All the Torah which I command you this day shall you observe to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers. Deuteronomy 8 and 2 says, and you shall remember all the way which Yahweh your Abba led you these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and to prove you and to know what was in your land, whether you would keep his commandments or no. And he humbled you and suffered you to hunger and fed you with manna, which you knew not. Neither did your father know, that he might make you know that Adam does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out the mouth of Yahweh, does Adam and also Israel live. Ezra, y'all don't have this in the apocryphal. I led you through the sea, and in the beginning gave you a large and safe passage. I gave you Moshe, a man likened unto me, that trusted in me, that believed in me, and that know that I could give him the victory in any situation. For Moses, for a leader, and Aaron for a Kohen, I gave you light and a pillar of fire. Great wonders have I done among you. You have, yet have you forgotten me, says Yahweh. Thus says the Almighty Yahweh, the quail were as a token to you. I gave you tents for your safeguard. Nevertheless, you murmured there and triumphed not in my name for the destruction of your enemies. But ever to this day do you yet murmur. What are the benefits I have done for you? When you were hungry and thirsty in the wilderness, did you not cry unto me? How soon we forget. Saying, why have you brought unto us this wilderness to kill us? It has been better for us to have served the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness. Then had I pity upon your mourning.
Yes.
And gave you manna to eat.
Yes.
So you did eat angel's bread.
Yes.
When you were thirsty, did I not cleave the rock?
Yes.
And water flowed out of to your field?
Yes.
For that the heat I...
That's all right.
Bless you, up again. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
Turn to Bidmar, number 13 and 1. Yes, hallelujah.
Bless
you, Abba Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
And Yahweh spoke to Moshe, saying,
yes.
Send you men that they may search the land of Canaan,
yes.
Which I give the children of Israel,
yes.
Of every tribe of your father, of every man. I want to go down to verse 17. Bidmar number 13. I want to go to verse 17. And Moshe sent them to spy out the land of Canaan.
Yes.
And said to them, get you up this way, southward, and go up into the mountains. And see the land,
yes.
What it is. And the people that dwell therein, whether they be strong or weak,
yes.
Few or many.
Yes.
What is the land is it that they dwell in? Whether it be good or evil. What city they be that they dwell in?
Yes.
Whether in the tents and strongholds. And what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether they be wood therein or not. And be you of good courage.
Yes, sir.
Bring up the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes.
Mm-hmm.
So they went up. And they searched the land from the wilderness, Azin, to Rehob, as man come to Hamath, as they ascended by the south and came to Hebron.
Mm-hmm.
For the Hemim, Shehas, and the Talmah, the children of Anak were. Now Hebron was built. Go down to 25. That's where I want to go.
Yeah.
They returned from searching of the land.
Yeah.
After 40 days. And they went and came to Moshe,
yes.
And to Aaron,
yes.
And to all the congregation of the children of Israel,
mm-hmm.
And to the wilderness of Paran and the Kadesh, and brought back the word to them,
come on.
And to all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land.
Yes.
And they told him, and they said, we came to the land, whether you sent us. Surely it flows with milk and honey,
yes.
And this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land. In the cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there.
Yes.
All right. And the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. And the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moshe said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. All right. But the man that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And that is the way we feel when the devil brings an obstacle against our minds, that we're not able to overcome. Because we won't go to the one that can give us to overcome.
Yes.
And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched to the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it, is the land that eats up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that saw in it are men of great stature.
Mm-hmm.
And there we saw the giants, the son of Anak, which come of the mighty men.
Sure.
And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight.
Yeah.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Abba Yahweh.
Yeah.
I want to read in this scripture. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched to the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eats up the inhabitants thereof.
Yes.
And all the people that we saw in there are men of great stature. All right. And there we saw the giants. And the sons of Enoch, which come of the mighty men, we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were, and so we were in their sight. Grasshoppers. It says, a sight, a grasshopper, so there, so we were in their sight. Thanks. Let me tell you. The reason that we don't get the victory over our woes and wiles, and the reason that the situation that we go through is in our own sight as grasshoppers, is because we don't trust in the one that give us the victory. We don't trust in the one that can give us or make us conquerors of the obstacle that's overtaking our lives. The reason that we be downtrodden and there's no joy is because the joy giver is not in our lives. Just like that they gave a false report when they went to search the camp, so does the enemy give you a false report to your mind. When you go to him, Abba Yahweh, to try to get the victory over your situation, he tells you that you can't overcome. Because see, he know that you're not grounded and rooted. He know that you just talk. He know that it's just a name in your leg. He know that the word, the living bread, is not true. He know, for you saying that you're a true child of Israel, it's just word spoken. Because see, our adversary, that corruption living bread, he has power. And you're no match for him without the true living bread. Don't even try to even go up against him without you trusting in this living bread here. And in order for us to get the victory every day, every minute of the hour, for we're in this wilderness or whether we're out there working, we got to stay in the living bread. Because see, just like Abba Yahweh never sleeps, neither do Satan. We should always keep our sword sharpened, saint. We should never lay it down. That when he come, that we have on the whole armor of Abba Yahweh. That when no fiery darts come, that we have a shield, that we be able to quench them. Because see, if we eat this living bread, saints, it's a transformation of our mind. It's a purifying of this level of ours. It brings a light that not only do your brothers and sisters see, but those out in the old land know that there's something different about you. Ain't no way that they can compare a true child of Israel to those that's in the old land. Ain't no way that they can bring any characteristics to the children of Israel compared to those out there in the old land. Ain't no way. Now that this living bread is in you, ain't no way. Not even your conversation. Not even your conversation. But it should be like the scriptures say. We should be that light that's set up on the hill. Trusting in our living bread. That peculiar people. Because we know who our hope is in. And it's not in the things of this life. But we're a pilgrim.
just here on a little journey.
Yes,
and the journey is getting very short.
Yes.
We're going to a home.
Yes.
And our home is not that we're trusting the home of like that the people out there know lamb.
Yes.
Just made of bricks.
Sure.
All the things are like cars.
Yes.
Our home is not made.
Right.
We're trusting a home.
Yes.
That's not made by hand.
Yes.
Don't you want to go there, Saint?
Yes.
Don't you want to see that home?
Yes.
For I want to see that living bread that gave his life for me.
Yes.
I bless y'all, Saint.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your way. Now we'll turn it back into the hand of Brother Pat.
Hallelujah. Y'all will rock to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. Let's praise Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yahweh has smiled on me tonight, saints. Yahweh has smiled on me. He has set me free. Let the redeemed of Yahweh say so. Those that have been set free by the power of Yahweh say so, saints. We have an anthem. We have an anthem that we can sing, saints. We have a song that the malice can't sing. We've been redeemed by the precious blood of Yahshua HaMashiach. Yahweh has smiled on us tonight, saints. Down through the generations of time. Even though you did not even exist, Yahweh smiled on you, saints. Hallelujah. 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 You may be seated, saints. Hallelujah. We will rock Yahweh for that word tonight, saints. It was a word that was much needed for our lives. A refreshing word, saints. Hallelujah. Straight and direct to the point, saints. And that is what it's going to take in this hour for us to walk the way that Yahweh wants us to walk. For us to talk the way that Yahweh wants us to talk. For us to live the way that Yahweh wants us to live tonight, saints. And we must, saints, we must. Even though the giants may seem so much bigger than what we are, the obstacles, this race may seem much longer than what we perceive it to be. But we must endure. We must run with patience, saints. And those that endure unto the end, those are the ones that are going to be saved. Only those that endure to the end, saints. We cannot stop halfway, saints. Or we cannot lag off or search for some kind of comfort, saints. But we must press on. As that woman did with the issue of blood. She pressed through the crowd, saints. Even though she did not have the physical strength to press through. But because she knew by faith, because she knew in her ruah that if she touched the hem of the garment of the bread of life, that her issue would be stopped, saints. And that is what we must do. We must press to touch the hem of this living bread, saints. Let's put our hands together for Yahweh once again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yahweh is tough tonight, saints. Yahweh is so tough. Hallelujah. We thank Yahweh for that word tonight, Deacon Danny. It blessed my life. It certainly did. We certainly do thank Yahweh for that. We also thank Yahweh for our elder brothers. Just like Deacon Benny was saying that he thanked Yahweh for the young men that are able to speak the word. Hallelujah. That's a great testimony. Even in among this congregation, saints, there are not a lot of young people that are serving Yahweh. But it's been because of the faithfulness of those that have stood the test of time. Even when we was little kids, saints, Deacon Benny and Pastor Robinson and Deacon Tim and Elder Martin, these men have shown us a great example. The mothers here, Mother Sister Roberts, Sister Rivana, Sister Dean, Mother Fran, Mother Smith has gone on. My father, Evangelist Horn. These men have shown us, these, These elder sisters have shown us younger people the way for us to walk. And one day, young people, even us young brothers, young sisters here, if Yahweh should allow this thing to go on, that they are going to pass. They're not going to be in our midst, so we have to be strong. We have to take their words of wisdom, the words of soundness, that we may pass that on to our children. And if Yahweh shall allow that they may pass that on to their children, those same strength, saints. Hallelujah. That is what we must do. Even Moshe told him, he said, you tell your children of the great acts and feats that Yahweh has wrought. Hallelujah. So that's what we must do. Even adults, we must teach our children and train them up in the way that they should go. Hallelujah. And Yahweh tough tonight, saints. Yahweh is so tough. Let's stand to our feet. We are going to dismiss. Hallelujah. 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 Let's all bow our heads. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, we do thank you, Yahweh. We come before you the only way that we know how, Yahweh, and that is humble. Humble, Yahweh, in humbleness and meekness of love, Yahweh. Yahweh, we do thank you for the word that was spoken unto us tonight. Words of refreshing, words of rebuke, words of reproof and admonishment, Yahweh. Yahweh, I pray that we all will hear and understand and perceive, and that we may take these words and exercise them, Yahweh. We thank you for those that are listening on the live stream tonight, Yahweh. We pray that their lives were blessed, Yahweh, and all those, Yahweh, that have issues, things, Yahweh, that are keeping them from walking in that perfect way, Yahweh. We pray that you will move those things out of their way, Yahweh, that they may walk the more righteously and more perfect before you. All these blessings we do ask in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, we do pray. Hallelujah, Yahweh.